It's been a while since you guys have seen the Bills. How do they look at this stage?
They playing good football right now, man. They out there working. They finishing their season. They trying to finish their season strong.
The reaction came to Dad Lewis starting. They just announced like a few minutes ago, starting quarterback. What are your thoughts and what do you know about him?
I know he been playing good. I know he throw that ball down the field, man. They get a lot of explosive plays and while he's in the game because he's not scared to throw the ball down the field. So he can run it a little bit. He's a good quarterback, man.
I also said yesterday he's a little bit of a different running type of quarterback than EJ would be. How might he be different? Does he look to run more or less?
I would say he's a little more explosive. I think he's more of a runner. I think EJ Manuel kind of runs around. He want to throw it. He'll run when he have to. But I think Lewis, he kind of looks to run a little bit more.
Your thoughts on the secondary and how it's progressed over the year, over the whole season? You know, you guys lose somebody like Devin last week. Mm-hmm. You guys don't seem to miss a beat.
Man, we just try to have everybody prepared, man, because we never know what's going to happen. I think we work, man. We go in that meeting room. We work together for everybody to be on the same page. Yeah, man, we're just ready for whatever happened.
How did things change without him back there? Just leadership, communication, everything out of his
head. The next person gotta do a lot of communicating. So, Deron, he up, man. He been doing a good job. He been doing it all week in practice. And just like when Dev back there, man, he talking just as much as Dev. So, I mean, that's just our role, man. Our safety's gonna do a lot of talking. Our corner's gonna let you know what we see. So, that's how we all kind of do it.
How important would it be for you guys to get that first round bye?
We don't do our job on Sunday. We won't have one. So that's all we're worried about right now is getting this job done on Sunday.
Will you pay attention to the 1 o'clock games at all, seating implications, things like that?
Well, I really don't watch football starting on, like, Wednesday. So next thing I watch is the highlights after the game. You know, I definitely won't be paying attention to them.
You didn't pay attention pregame on Sunday? You
know, yeah, they kind of messed me up a little bit. I tried to keep my eyes off of it, but...
Right.
I mean, yeah, I had too much to worry about with those guys, so I kind of didn't pay too much attention to them.
Hard to believe we're at this point of the season, last game of the regular season. Has it gone by quickly, slowly for you?
It's going by fast, real fast. Seemed like yesterday we just was playing the first game of the season. Now we're playing the last one, so that's how the season always go, though. Week after week, and don't stop, man, so this is how I go.
How's Logan Ryan developed over the course of the year? I mean, 5 picks already, leading rookies right now in the NFL. What's your relationship like with him?
Oh, it's good, man. He developed a lot. He's still quiet, low, but you could just see his swag on the field. It's how he come to practice on the field. He just getting a little bit more comfortable. The game slowing down for him, so he really can make his plays now. So I think he's doing real good right now. I think he only can get better.
Are those interceptions maybe partially a result of that swagger on the field, that, hey, I can make the play, I'm going to be aggressive?
I think that play a big part. If you go out there and you don't believe you can do nothing, I don't think you'll do nothing. But if you go out there and you believe you got a chance to make some plays, you put yourself in the right position, you're probably going to make them plays.